Qualcomm's Q3 FY 2025 earnings. A steady climb, a bold strategy, and mysterious hyperscaler Mark Vina Qualcomm's third quarter fiscal 2025 earnings reveal a company that is not only executing with discipline, but also steadily reshaping its identity. With revenue reaching $10.4 billion and non-GAAP earnings per share landing at $2.77, both near the top of guidance, the performance marks another quarter where execution met or exceeded expectations. While the company continues to rely on its handset business, the real story lies in how it is diversifying and carving out new paths in automotive, IoT, AI-powered edge devices, and most intriguingly, data center infrastructure. In his prepared remarks, CEO Cristiano Amon emphasized Qualcomm's progress on its long-standing diversification strategy. Automotive and IoT revenues, two of the company's key growth vectors, rose 21% and 24% year-over-year, respectively. Combined, they contributed $2.7 billion to the company's QCD revenue, a 23% jump from the same quarter a year ago. Amon reaffirmed Qualcomm's target of reaching $22 billion in combined revenue from these two segments by fiscal 2029. In a space where semiconductor players often struggle to expand beyond their original niches, this kind of momentum is rare and increasingly critical. The IoT business is also demonstrating breadth. Qualcomm is not merely selling chips. It is building out edge AI platforms like Dragonwing that serve industrial, enterprise, and consumer applications. Collaborations with companies such as IBM, Digiwin, and IKNA demonstrate how Qualcomm is integrating its AI capabilities into various environments, from smart factories to enterprise automation. The emphasis is on AI inference at the edge, executing models locally rather than relying solely on cloud processing, reflecting both a technical trend and a commercial opportunity. Snapdragon's expanding footprint in PCs and personal AI devices on the PC front. Qualcomm Snapdragon X series continues to gain traction in a market still dominated by x86. Amon cited third-party data estimating that Snapdragon-based PCs made up approximately 9% of Windows laptops priced above $600 across the U.S. and top European markets. The company is working with major OEMs like Dell, HP, Lenovo, and Samsung, and expects more than 100 Snapdragon-powered PC designs to reach the market by 2026. Although it is still early, Qualcomm is clearly positioning its ARM-based architecture as a credible challenger in Windows computing, especially as on-device AI becomes a core differentiator. One of the more visionary themes in the call was the emergence of what Qualcomm calls personal AI devices. Amon described how wearables, smart glasses, and even rings are evolving from smartphone accessories into standalone computing platforms with embedded AI. HE called Meta's smart glasses the best example of personal AI and forecasted that these devices would ultimately connect users directly to AI agents, bypassing the smartphone altogether. Qualcomm's success in XR, including its dominance in smart glasses chipsets, gives the company a real shot at leading this next-generation category. A mysterious hyperscaler in the data center playbook, but perhaps the most intriguing section of the earnings call came when Amon addressed Qualcomm's expansion into the data center. He discussed a major strategic initiative focused on building NPU-based inference accelerators and ARM-compatible CPUs, components designed to handle AI workloads in cloud environments. These systems are being developed using the company's custom Orion CPU architecture, and Qualcomm plans to deliver both accelerator cards and complete rack-scale systems. Here comes the intriguing part of the earnings call. While he shared little in the way of technical specifications, Amon made clear that Qualcomm is engaged in advanced negotiations with an unnamed leading hyperscaler. Pressed by analysts to elaborate, he declined, stating, "We're going to be very careful about making disclosures until they become factual." However, he did offer this telling insight. "We believe Alphawave provides complementary IP, and we're pleased with the way we're developing this." That was a reference to Qualcomm's recently announced acquisition of Alphawave, a company with deep expertise in high-speed connectivity for data centers. The $2.4 billion deal is expected to close in the first calendar quarter of 2026. Amon further hinted that Qualcomm is targeting two types of cloud computing customers. The first group consists of hyperscalers seeking ARM-compatible CPUs for running proprietary, first-party workloads. The second group consists of customers building inference clusters where energy and cost efficiency are key. He noted the growing focus in AI infrastructure on metrics like tokens per dollar and tokens per watt, which emphasize efficiency as much as raw horsepower. This shift, he argued, creates a natural opening for Qualcomm's low-power design strengths to shine. Although the customer remains unnamed, the stakes are enormous. If Qualcomm secures a meaningful design win with a top-tier hyperscaler, it could instantly validate the company's entry into a space long dominated by NVIDIA, AMD, and Intel. As Amon put it, hopefully that creates a halo effect that could validate our platform and create other opportunities down the road. Final take. Solid financials reinforce strategic execution across segments. The handset business remains Qualcomm's largest revenue source, contributing $6.3 billion in Q3. The growth rate of 7% year-over-year is modest, but notable considering the declining contribution from Apple. Qualcomm is strategically shifting its handset portfolio toward Android flagships, where it sees more substantial design wins and growing momentum. A recently extended multi-year agreement with Xiaomi underscores this pivot. The deal will see Xiaomi continue to use Snapdragon 8 series platforms in its premium smartphones, with increasing volume commitments each year. Samsung also remains a cornerstone customer. The Galaxy Z Fold 7, launched this past quarter, runs on the Snapdragon 8 Elite platform, Qualcomm's most powerful and AI-optimized SoC to date. This platform, customized for Galaxy devices, is designed not just for speed but for AI-driven user experiences. As Amon noted, Snapdragon 8 Elite continues to set the pace of innovation in mobile processors and is leading the transition to AI smartphones. With Apple volumes tapering and Android AI use cases expanding, Qualcomm appears well-positioned to drive handset growth through premium Android OEMs. And from a financial standpoint, Qualcomm's profitability remains solid. TE QCD segment posted an earnings before tax margin of 30%, and QTL, the licensing arm, delivered a 71% margin. Non-GAAP net income was $3.0 billion, and the company returned $3.8 billion to shareholders via buybacks and dividends. CFO Akash Palkhiwala confirmed that Qualcomm is on track to return 100% of its free cash flow for fiscal 2025, and that it expects double-digit revenue and EPS growth for the year. WHAT's clear is that Qualcomm's strategy is not reliant on any single bet. IT's diversification into automotive, IoT, XR, wearables, PCs, and now data centers reflects a broader shift from mobile SoC supplier to full-spectrum computing platform company. Execution across all these fronts will be critical, but the foundation appears solid. TE Company has a strong balance sheet, expanding TAMs across multiple verticals, and a product roadmap that anticipates the next wave of AI computing. Still, the ambiguity surrounding the hyperscaler deal raises some questions. If successful, it could redefine Qualcomm's standing in the AI infrastructure race. If not, the path to becoming a serious data center player could be slower than investors might hope. In the meantime, all eyes will be on the upcoming Snapdragon Summit in September, where more details about Qualcomm's next-gen platforms and possibly more clues about the hyperscaler customer are expected to emerge. For now, Qualcomm continues to look like a company with both momentum and vision. The challenge ahead is scaling that vision, particularly in markets far outside its traditional wheelhouse. But if Amon's cryptic confidence is any indication, Qualcomm is playing a long game and, by all accounts, is playing it well. Mark Vina is a CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check podcastees subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech age topics that should be on your radar screen.